The reading this morning is out of Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied that I had been as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord."
Dear ones, let's be together in prayer. Beloved God, we believe. Help our unbelief. Amen. The toe bone's connected to the foot bone. The foot bone's connected to the heel bone. The heel bone's connected to the ankle bone. Let now hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. It's an old song, isn't it? Fun to sing, you know it, right? It's a good song. And it's a song inspired by an ancient vision of the prophet Ezekiel that's worth singing today and probably every day because it celebrates something profoundly important. What does it celebrate? It celebrates our God as the one who breathes life into the driest bones and the deadest places. So to understand the song, but more importantly, to understand the vision that inspired it, let's think a little bit about Ezekiel for a few minutes. Ezekiel was a man from a priestly family, a Jewish priestly family, who lived in Jerusalem, which was the capital of the southern kingdom of Judah. Well, in 597 BCE, the Babylonian Empire came a-knockin' and took things over. And in 597, they sent the first group of exiles, mostly the social elites, including Ezekiel. They were sent from Jerusalem to the city of Babylon. Well, just a few years later, with Ezekiel in the city of Babylon in 594, we think, thereabouts, he was called by God to not only be a priest, but to be a prophet, to be God's mouthpiece and to speak God's word into the world. Now, the first part of Ezekiel's career, which we have recorded for us in chapters 1 through 32, roughly, of his book. Well, it's not a happy book, that part. See, Ezekiel spent most of the first part of his career preaching a word of harsh judgment and criticism. The bottom line being that the destruction of Jerusalem and the conquering by Babylon and the exile to the city of Babylon by many of the Jewish people, that was all the fault of the people who were obstinate and closed-minded, and they didn't care for one another, and they turned away from God, and they did exactly the opposite of what God wanted them to do. They broke the covenant relationship with God. And so because of all of that, Ezekiel's message is basically, look, you're not going home anytime soon. In fact, Jerusalem will fall farther and Judah will be destroyed. Well, then somewhere along the way, probably around 585 BCE, a man escapes from Jerusalem and he comes to the city of Babylon and he finds the Jewish community there and he comes with hard news. There was a rebellion, you see, and Jerusalem and the temple had been destroyed. Things were bad before, but now they were really bad. Ezekiel knew that was coming. It was hard news and it was expected news. But Ezekiel's tone changes after that, you see, because gone are the words of criticism and judgment at the end of Ezekiel's book. And in their place are words of comfort and hope for a broken and despairing people. It's in chapter 37, our passage that Lynn just wrote for us, where we get this wonderful, hope-filled, powerful, memorable vision of a valley of dry bones. God took me and led me to the valley, Ezekiel says. And then he asked me this in question. He said, can these bones, even these dried, bleached bones, can they live? And then God told Ezekiel to speak to the bones, and he spoke to them, and they started to rattle and to gather, and all of a sudden tendons formed and flesh formed, and they were made new again, but there was no breath of God, no ruach, no life. So God tells Ezekiel to gather the four winds and to breathe life into those bones. And then from that point, the bones that were new now were alive again. It's a wonderful image. And as our passage closes, there's a description of what this vision means. The bones obviously are Israel that were dead and cut off from God, but God chooses to breathe life into them again. And soon, God promises, soon you'll go home from Babylon, you'll return to the land of your ancestors, you'll settle there once again, and glory will be yours, and glory will be God's again. It's a wonderful vision. Because Ezekiel connected them dry bones, Ezekiel connected them dry bones, Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. You're going to be singing that this week. I don't know about you, though, but some days I feel like I'm in the valley of dry bones. Some days I'm tired and dried up and bleached white. Some days I'm angry and disillusioned. Some days I border on despair. Some days I feel far away from home and as if I'm in exile. Some days I feel that way not only about myself personally, internally, spiritually, I also feel that about my community and my country and my world too. You know, some days I look around and I see things like the state of our school budget votes here in Jericho and Underhill and the chippiness of that conversation. Some days I think about the deep divide in our national and our state politics. Some days I hear the news that there's been yet another shooting in Fort Hood. I hear about a land grab in Crimea. I hear about the beat of the war drums that beat ever on, and I feel tired and dried and bleached and as if I am in exile. And you feel that way sometimes? Maybe today some of us feel like we are in the valley of dry bones and are looking for a way out. For most of my life, I thought that the way out of the valley of dry bones was through things like education, and governments, and institutions, and churches, and laws, and the hard work of good people. But you know, as I've gotten older, grown in my faith, I've had more experiences, I've become aware of a couple of things. I've become aware that it is incredibly rare for us to gather the best of ourselves and all pull in the same direction. It is so incredibly rare that we can gather our resources and our institutions and our politics and our economics and our discoveries and have all of those pull in the same direction and with the same purpose. And then even in those rare times when we can manage to accomplish that, the best that we are ever able to do is to put tendons in flesh on the bones. But you see, we're unable to breathe life into them. We do not have control over the spirit of God's breath of the Ruach. And so we cannot create new life. To this reality, the theologian Karl Barth in the 20th century, he knew this too. He came to know it. You see, Karl Barth grew up in the late 19th century as a Protestant in Germany, as part of a social gospel movement, it was called. And the social gospel movement believed that if we just work long enough and hard enough, if we can just bring the best of ourselves together, that we can create the kingdom of peace and justice on earth. But you know, then World War I came along. And Karl Barth, steeped in the social gospel movement, was witness to human beings bringing institutions and technology and resources and hard work together, but he saw them give birth not to the kingdom of peace and justice, but to a valley of dry bones filled with tens of thousands of dead strewn across Europe's battlefields. This changed Karl Barth. He rejects the social gospel movement and he spends the rest of his life encouraging people to seek life not in human achievement, not in the best of ourselves, but to seek life through God in Christ. So Karl Barth, out of World War I, comes to know what Ezekiel knew 2,500 years earlier, that God's breath, the Ruach, God's spirit that was there at creation, there in the valley of dry bones, there at Christ's baptism, there at the resurrection, there at the day of Pentecost, and which is still with us even in this room today, that God's breath and God's breath alone brings new life to the deadest places. Education can't do it. Hard work can't do it. Institutions can't do it. The church can't do it. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Only God can bring life to the driest bones and the deadest places. That's a hard message this morning, maybe, for us. Right? It's hard for us to hear that we can't do it on our own. It's hard to hear that as good as we can ever get, as good as that is, that we can get tendons and flesh but never bring new life to dead places. And we want to think better of ourselves than that. We want to believe the promises of the social gospel that if we work long enough and hard enough that we too can bring about God's kingdom of peace and justice. I feel that, man. I want to believe that too. And some days I find myself believing it, but then, you know, Syria happens and Fort Hood happens, and then I read an article about the suffering of my neighbors right here in Vermont that are hungry and poor and addicted. And then I come to know again what Barth and Ezekiel knew, that as good as we can be sometimes, only God can bring life. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you're going to wrestle with that, and that's good. Something for you to carry with you on your Lenten journey. Something to bring with you into Holy Week, which starts next Sunday. Something for you to pray about come Easter when the stone is rolled away And God breathes new life into Christ and to all of us. Ezekiel connected them, dry bones. Ezekiel connected them, dry bones. Ezekiel connected them, dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Amen.